The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
See Live Off the Record with Javal Golang is brought to you by Central Bank, City of Hope, Pindertal, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Raw Star Assurance, Southwest Plaza, and Star General. Insurance made simple.
If you feel like you make it down the same road.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shavar Golang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-431-6325-4316. From Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mom used to listen to the show. I was remembering her a great deal over the last few days, and so it be like that, some people tell me, for a very, 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 very long time. Of course, you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612 as well. If you want, you can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. Budget debate continues. Again, I like to remind you that while there may be lots of political antics around the budget by either side of the political divide, the budget is about numbers. It is about the numbers, the revenue, that is what the government will take in, and it is about the spending, what the government will spend of the money it takes in. And if there is a deficit, what it will borrow to cover that deficit. And those numbers aren't just numbers. Those numbers have behind them real entities, real people. Can I tell you that again? The numbers, what the government takes in, represents tax payments by citizens of the Bahamas and residents of the Bahamas and people who come to the Bahamas, and corporations and entities that are operating in the Bahamas. Every single dollar is extracted from some individual, foreign, domestic, national or international, from some entity, foreign or domestic. Every dollar. They even borrowed monies from domestic or foreign entities or individuals if they're buying government bonds. Every expenditure, salary payments, pension, insurance payments, rent payments, contractor payments, every dollar is going to somebody. So the government will get $3+ billion from people in the Bahamas, outside the Bahamas, and it will spend $3+ billion on people in the Bahamas, outside Bahamas. It's a people's budget. Every budget is about people. It's only a question of who people. And for the most part, the people remain kind of stable because the bulk of it goes to the employees of the government of the Bahamas. And so they'll get hundreds of millions and millions of dollars in that, and to tenants of the government or landlords of the government and so forth. And they stay stable over time. Even the contractors are pretty much stable over time. So people's budget, every budget. Money from people, money to people. Y'all get that? Okay. So there are things, though, that happen around the budget, some directly from the budget and some around the budget. And you think the government is hiding that stuff. The government isn't going to let us know. That's not true. You just won't read what the government publishes. And so you don't read what the government publishes, you don't get to find out. For instance, the government does a number of public-private partnerships. It proposes a number of public-private partnerships. You say, well, we don't know. Who are they doing them with? Well, if you get the budget document and you turn to Annex 18 of the document, it has this title. And we're going to go through a number of these annexes because you could tell for yourself what you discover, what you find out. Annex 18. So don't say the government hiding it from you. Don't say that, because I'm reading a public document that was published and is online. Annex 18 of the government's budget estimates of revenue and expenditure is entitled Justification for Public-Private Partnerships. Now, with the greatest respect to the government of the Bahamas and the Ministry of Finance, what I'm going to read for you is not a justification. It's really just the Well, you could argue it could be some justification. You could argue some of that. Let me reverse that. Let me take it back. It's not a full justification, but you know, a line that tells you what it's about, right? So what are these public-private partnerships that are happening? First public-private partnership is taking place in Exuma. Remember, this is what we call PPPs, public-private partnerships. Well, public-private partnerships typically represent, listen to me now, they typically represent an arrangement between the government and a private entity such that the government doesn't really come up with the money up front. It's the private entity that comes up with the money up front, but the private entity will get that money from the government over time, either through fees or payments or something. But there is no private entity that is going to enter a public-private partnership with the government that doesn't make profits from that arrangement. So the government may not have to come up with the $60 million up front, but it will pay that $60 million. You, the taxpayer, through the government, will pay that $60 million plus whatever profits, interest earned on the monies the private entity comes up with. Exuma, the government says in its document, has a public-private partnership. And they have that public-private partnership with Bahamas Striping, right? You know, Bahamas Striping is a company that grew out of a grant that the Ingram administration gave, $5,000 grant to young people to start businesses. Bahamas Striping started such a business and has done quite well since then. So Bahamas Striping has a $62 million public-private partnership with the government proposed. The project, this is the government's justification. So I'll read exactly. This project includes the upgrading of the existing 60-mile sand seal roads with asphaltic concrete. Starting from west of Georgetown, heading west of Queens Highway, to Baratari, Rollville, Curtis, and all settlement roads off the Queens Highway. That's the justification. Why I say that it is really only a partial justification to me is because that's more a description of what you're going to do and the just doing, which is upgrading. The question is, why the upgrading? That's the justification. Is this necessary? Is it necessary now? And why has it become necessary? That would be the justification, and that's not in there. Okay, and it's a $62 million project. Then the government lists an Eleuthera public-private partnership. And who is going to be doing that public-private partnership? Caribbean Pavement Solutions. Cost, $180 million. Caribbean Pavement Solutions is one of the companies of the Bahamas Striping Group of Companies. And it's got an Eleuthera public-private partnership for $180 million. And this project, again, this is the justification the government gives. This project includes upgrading of approximately 163 miles of sand-sealed roads to asphaltic concrete for both Queens Highway and Settlement Roads. It also includes the installation of potable water lines to several settlements. Again, that's a description. It's not a full justification. Why the upgrade? Why the installations? Well, you know, that would be what you would may get if you had more information. Now, there's a public-private partnership for Cat Island Development Company. Cat Island Development Company, I searched them online, and they gave, there's information on their website about them. I didn't get too much of a history about them, but they are online. You can go search them out. And they are, oh my, listen to me, man. Let me tell you all something. These are not joking, you know. This Cat Island Development Company's PPP with the government is $124 million. You remember I just said the first two with Bahama Striping Group of Companies is $62 million, $180 million. This one with Cat Island Development Company is $124 million. This project includes, this is the government's justification, upgrading of approximately miles of Queens Highway from Shannon Cove to Hawks Nest from existing sand seal surface to asphaltic concrete. There will also be the installation of transmission and distribution portable pipeline works installations for the entire 95 miles, $124 million. There's a San Salvador public-private partnership. And this is going to a company called GDA Paving and Construction Limited. Cost $52 million. This includes, again, upgrading of 33 these are not new installations of road. These are not new pavings. These are all upgradings of 33 miles of Queens Highway and 7 miles of settlement roads from deteriorating sand seal surface to the more durable asphaltic concrete surface. It also includes the rehabilitation of the Cockburn Town Dock and enhancing navigation and safety by dredging works. And let me tell you something, what I find problematic with the way this has been laid out in here. I would have thought it better for the government to put alongside each other the road pavings and then the other work. So say what portion of the $124 million is road pavings and what portion is installation, transmission, and distribution for the Cat Island project. Why? Because it would be useful to know how much variation exists between road pavings, upgraded road pavings in one island versus another island versus another island, right? And then you could say, oh, they're doing one island, that's $1 million a mile, another island, $500,000 a mile. And you could ask yourself the question, why? What's the difference? Why? But you can't do that. The upgrading gets lumped in with the installations. And so all of that gets lumped in and you have no details. And we are typically not featured with much more information than that as we move along. So when the Prime Minister, as an example, indicated that there isn't much usefulness to FOIA, really, in terms of transparency, really? Of course there is, because FOIA allows me to ask the question I have about a government affair, all right? And I get to ask it to the agencies, and they are obliged, unless I am outside of the law, to provide the information. Of course, it provides for transparency opportunity. That's why it was created. And that's why you passed it. And that's why you're trying to get it into execution. And even if it provides marginal transparency, that margin will be something more than we would have had before. Then there is a Mangrove Key Andres public-private partnership by a company called Ambies Paving. You heard me, AMBI's Paving. And that is a $19 million project. Now, think about this for a minute. Listen, these are just things that come to my mind as I observe this information, right? Eleuthera Exuma, $62 million, right? And I'm only pointing it out, Deputy Prime Minister is the Prime Minister. It's the Deputy Prime Minister, is the Member of Parliament for Exuma. Eleuthera Caribbean Pavement Solutions. Who's the Member of Parliament for Eleuthera? Is it not the Minister of Public Works? It is. Cat Island, the public-private partnership is for $124 million. Who is the Member of Parliament for Cat Island? The Prime Minister is. San Salvador has a PPP. Who is the Member of Parliament for San Salvador? That's $52 million. The Prime Minister is. Mangrove Key. Who's the Member of Parliament for Mangrove Key? One of y'all give me the name if you can remember. And what is the cost of their PPP? $19 million. Andros is the largest island in the Bahamas. Largest. It gets a PPP for $19 million. This proposal, the justification says, includes the upgrading of 17 miles of main road from sand seal to asphalted concrete and the rerouting of a section of the roadway. The rerouting will be achieved by new construction, which is necessary because of a section of the main is impassable during neap tide, it says. That's exactly what it says. It's NEAP tide, which has been the cause of much concern about their day-to-day business. Largest island, $19 million. Largest island, 17 miles of roads. San Salvador, 33 miles of roads will get paid. Well, it's 30 in total, actually. Cat Island, 95. Eleuthera, 163. And Exuma, 60 miles. All areas that have members of parliament who are top-notch involved with Public Works, Ministry of Finance, Deputy Prime Minister, and the like. I am just making the observation. Get mad with me if you want, I make the observation. It does seem rather odd to me. I notice Grandmama is not in there. Remember West Grandmama? Not in there. Okay. So those are the PPPs that the government has listed in the project, in the budget book. All right, we're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen, and then when we return, we continue with lots more information to share.
Take a stand, everybody.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government Savings Bonds are available to all Bahamians and for you to start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Saving Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
It's time to give away a cruise. Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel wants to take you on a 7-day cruise for 4 to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade off the seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have 4 ways to enter, 4 ways to win. Number 1, fill out the form in the NASA Guardian. Number 2, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Number 3, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Number 4, or make a purchase at any Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing will be taking place on July 4th, 2025. So you know what that means? Pack your bags and get ready to soak up the sun and feel the ocean breeze. You and 3 loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Living paycheck to paycheck? At Fidelity, we can help you take control of your money, build savings, and create a financial future you're proud of. And we'll do it free of charge. Transform your financial future with our coaching sessions today. Make that move. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. We're talking about the budget. Again, I reiterate, the information that I have and I will be sharing is not hidden information. And you can't accuse the government of hiding any information, other than maybe not giving sufficient details about some of this stuff, and maybe some of that detail will come out in the course of the budget debate. But in the Annex 18 of the budget, the government lists a number of public-private partnerships. These are not small monies, ladies and gentlemen. The Exoma, $62 million, Eleuther, $180 million, Cat Island, $120 million, San Salvador, $52 million, and then Andrus, Mangrove Key, not even all of Andrus, $19 million. Again, I don't like the way the information is laid out because it's not disaggregated between the pavings, the upgraded pavings, and the other projects. So you can't really compare apples with apples and oranges with oranges. I might remind you that public-private partnerships allows the government to do a number of things, among which is not to have to go through competitive biddings in the way, the normal way that it may have to do so, because on the public-private partnership side of things, the private partners are rarely the ones who get to provide the funding. And so it's kind of like an off-book financing arrangement. And if you think about this, I mean, think about this for a minute, folks. Think about this for a minute. So if, in fact, these works are required, okay, and why would the government do them if they're not required? Presumably, only Exuma, Eleuther, Cat Island, and Mangrove Key requires it now. Maybe not Long Island, maybe not Inagua, anything like that, right? But if these works are required, it means that the government would have needed to spend this money. If the government had to spend this money not using a PPP, but using the central government budget operations, guess what would have happened? There would have been no surplus possible in the budget. Because any one or two of these projects could wipe out a $75 million forecasted surplus. Any two, any one. If it had to be funded out of the government's budget directly. Okay? So the government is estimating $400 million in capital works through public-private partnerships. All right. Substantial works. The government's budgeted amount for capital works this year, I think $1 million. It's the budgeted amount in the budget, about $300 some million. A part of that represents transfers to government entities, transfers to international organizations and that kind of thing. So that's not even all for actual infrastructural work. But it has a off-books schedule for infrastructure that's substantially greater than its on-books. And these private partnerships, have been a means for the government to avoid all over the world placing certain expenditure on into its central financing operations, and also a means of not having to then front load its loan financing arrangements. Of course, the International Monetary Fund has had some thoughts on this. And it's allowable because it allows the government to do a number of things, including transferring some of its financial risk to private sector. But it does provide the IMF some scope for looking at these arrangements. All right. The government's estimates of revenue and expenditure also ask for guarantees it is going to take up for various state-owned enterprises, and you will find that in Annex 19. In Annex 19, the government has that it will guarantee loans for Bahamas Air Holdings, which will be $6 million for airplane engine repair and new fleet, $6 million for Bahamas Air. Bahamas Development Bank will get $37,081,150 for operational funding. So that'll be guaranteed by the government. The Bahamas Mortgage Corporation will get $70 million in guarantees for issuance of new replacement bonds. The Bridge Authority will get $80 million in guarantees for a glass window bridge. The Education Loan Authority will get $9,700,000 in issuance of new replacement bonds. The Public Hospitals Authority will get $75 million in guarantees for the Freeport Hospital and repairs to PMH, $75 million for that. The Bahamas Tech $1 million in capital works, guarantees for capital works. And the Water and Sewage Corporation will get a guarantee of $50 million to upgrade potable water supply and sanitation services throughout the Bahamas. All told, the government will provide $343,781,153 in guarantees, according to this budget document. Now, additionally, you should note that a lot of times, again, we say, you know, you don't know what the government is doing, all these projects. The government is doing, listen to me, folks. The government has, in this book, an annex called Annex 4. Annex 4 represents 19 pages of ongoing public investment projects. A whole list of public investment projects ongoing. Right here, provided by the government of the Bahamas. Right here. I am actually believing that this is the first time that this level of information is being provided, right? In terms of the ongoing projects and stuff. So again, you can't accuse the government of hiding information, because in point of fact, the information is here now. Is there more detailed information to be had? Well, then that's a different story. But you certainly have a great deal of information in terms of these ongoing projects, right? It annexed in Annex 16. So by ministry, you'll see renovations, repairs to the Chancery Building in Washington, D.C. The government has allocated $2.5 million for that. The total project cost is $6 million. So it tells you what the total project cost is, and it tells you what would be what has been expended to date, and then what would be expended. So the Chancery Building in Washington is where the embassy sits, there on Massachusetts Avenue. I worked in that building. In the Ministry of National Security, there's ShotSpotter software. Total project cost $2.5 million, $1.25 million spent to date, $1.25 allocated for the new budget. And then, I'm just giving you examples. I can't read all of these. We would be here all day if I read all of these. But just a list of them. But it'd be interesting to go through, to know and see all these projects. There's a Ragged Island Multipurpose Center being produced. $24 million Ragged Island Multipurpose Center being produced in Ragged Island. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to See Live. I'm Chicago, like your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does this work?
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is 86.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. You know, I mean, I knew this would happen. An operative calls me, says, why are you complaining when you sat in Parliament and in his cabinet and watched Mr. Ingram spend millions in Abaco while Exuma, Cat Island, Long Island, and others suffered? The government is bringing its spending, the money through out of the Bahamas, and now you have a problem. You really believe Bahamians are fools to listen to the garbage you're saying? If you nothing was wrong with it, then certainly nothing is wrong now. Well, you. This is your question, not my question. This is your question. You really believe Bahamians are fools to listen to the garbage you're saying? Do you realize you are listening to the garbage I'm saying and responding to it? Did you miss that whole thing? So if Bahamians are fools who listen to it, you know what you just called yourself? You just call yourself a fool because you are listening to it. Now, secondly, you are absolutely right. Right in pointing out Mr. Ingram's that he did in Abaco. First of all, I wasn't complaining, brother. You see, your sensitive political nerves are what has you thinking I was complaining, not me. I was pointing out that the deputy prime minister and the prime minister and the minister of works have substantial projects taking place in their constituencies. Do you think there's something wrong with that? I didn't say there was anything wrong with that because, yes, Mr. Ingram had a number of substantial projects take place in his constituency. And the PLP at the time pointed it out and complained about it. Absolutely did. But I'm not complaining. I am pointing it out. But you know what the Bible says? The wicked flee it when no man pursue it. I am not criticizing the prime minister. He's the prime minister and a member of parliament. And he said in his own speech, he said, listen, before I had to ask, and I asked and I asked and I asked and I got no answer. And he said, now I don't have to ask. Why shouldn't they? I didn't say that they can't do anything in their constituencies, but you see any other constituencies have their stuff done like these ones do? In PPPs, mind you, not other way. PPPs? PPPs! That's what I'm talking about, right? What happened to the grandmama, last grandmama wrote in the project? See, I'm not complaining. Don't get me mixed up with yourself, buddy. And don't call yourself a fool. That's not a good thing for you to do. Because you're listening to this show all day and sending in your complaints. Okay, so a list of projects, ongoing in various ministries and departments that are listed in the book. And so all you need to do is check Annex 16 for those listings. You can see as many as might relate to your island, to your area, or something that you might want to find out about. Very extensive list, and I commend the government for providing this detailed listing. The government also provides in Annex 17 a list of new projects that it has going on. The government will have repairs. These are new projects now under the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Repairs to the Bahamas House in London. And that will cost in total $15 million, and it's been allocated $5 million this year. That's where the High Commissioner resides in London. Under the Ministry of Finance, there is a road traffic drivers and vehicle service platform. And it says here, custom wear portal, VIN verification, vehicle plate management, license, windshield decals, web-based vehicle registration, client management, vehicles registration, vehicle inspection and applications, vehicle licensing enhancement. And the total cost of that project is $20.5 million. And it's been allocated $4 million so far and $8 million in the new budget. The Golden Yoke program, by the way, if the ministry wants to do a program, that's obviously a typo. It should be the Golden Yoke Program. That's the construction of buildings and procurement of layer houses. The government has $27 million for that. $9 million spent already and $11 million. Listen to me. $27 million? Whoa. How many houses are you building? What? Underlayers, 27 million? Wow. It has under the Ministry of National Security, the procurement of fire trucks, the acquisition of fire trucks. So y'all wanted to know, the total cost would be $6 million, but only $2 million would be spent in the current budget. So the government expects to purchase over three fiscal cycles. It says $2 million has been spent already. $2 million in the new budget, and $2 million will be spent in the next budget. So over three fiscal cycles, the government expects to acquire those fire trucks. The Royal Bahamas Defense Force procurement of HMB ESAD HANA, low voltage electrification, and so forth. Sea vessels, military equipment acquisition, construction of low voltage, blah, blah. $52 million, $12 million already spent, $20 million to be spent this fiscal year, $20 million to be spent the next fiscal year. Wow. Under the Ministry of Public Works, construction of eastern and western breakways in Nassau Harbor, $12 million. That should be beach nourishment and drainage works, $4.4 million. Construction of McLeanstown Bridge, $2 million. Creation of mangrove inlets, restoration and implementation, $950,000. Invasive tree removal, blah, 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 $1.6 million. Invasive tree removal, coral reef, $1.1 million. Central Long Island infrastructure works design, $2.2 million. Repairs and maintenance ports and docks, and then they have a lot of repairs and maintenance stuff and so forth. A lot of new projects. Listen to this one. Road remediation, drainage, infrastructure, Pinewood Gardens. Total cost, $100 million. Pinewood Garden flooding remediation, New Providence Road remediation, drainage, infrastructure. Total cost, $100 million, $20 million. And this has already been spent, $50 million to be spent in the upcoming fiscal year, $30 million the following. Wow. Ministry of Education, new primary school, Georgetown. New primary school, San Salvador. New primary school, in Nagua. $10 million, $20 million, $24 million. Those are all the new projects that have been listed. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, where we are looking at the budget document and going through the document and seeing a host of information being provided in the document. You can text us on 323-6232. Or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Say, hey, Lang, with the whole heap of bull stuff, they got land out and spread out with all the millions. Please tell me what they have there for San Salvador, and do they have anything for dialysis machines for the clinics in the southern islands? Well, I read San Salvador has a paving project for $52 million, a PPP project for San Salvador. That's $52 million, so you must have missed that. Let me see if there's anything in the new projects for the Ministry of Health that might answer your question. I see Technical Vocational Institute, Ministry of Public Works, Ministry of Finance, Department of Information Technology, okay, Wellness. Wellness has a program to support the health sector to contain and control coronavirus. So that's a $20 million project. So that's not that. Support the health system strengthening, $45 million project, $70 million to be allocated this year. Repair the old bike clinic, $1.8 million. Repairs to Orange Creek Clinic, $1.7 million. Repairs to San Salvador Clinic, $1.2 million. Construction of Coconut Grove Clinic, $6.6 million. Construction of Mangrove Key Clinic, $2.7 million. Boy, Mangrove Key has been getting a lot of attention. We're getting a lot of attention, but for Mangrove Key. All right, so let's see. We're going to continue to look at the information provided in the annexes. Let's see here. We have a text here, text that says politicians should be paid, but they should go to jail for malfeasance and stealing also for failing to declare. With the current salary as it is, many of them become filthy rich millionaires in 5 years without accountability. Well, first of all, if a politician is caught stealing and then taken to court and is found guilty, he or she can go to jail. So that is possible. It has never happened, not for any member of parliament as such, but it is possible. There is no jail for failure to declare, but I do believe that they should have stiffer penalties for failure to declare. I believe that failure to declare should be a grounds for losing your seat, for having to obey made that is the case. Otherwise, why do you have the declaration requirement at all? So I definitely believe that there should be stiffer penalty for failure to declare. This says, good afternoon, sir. It will be real interesting who are the owners of the PPP companies in those various islands. Okay. This says, is the budget book online? The budget book is online. It is online. You can go to the Bahamas government's website, go and click on that. It's different now. Those lines up in the right-hand corner, and you can click government, then you have to click the plus and go to national document, the budget document, the documents, and then you got it's there, it's online, but you got to search for it, but it is online. So one of the things that's interesting to me is Annex 1, which is entitled HAIR 27, Public Debt Redemption and Sinking Fund. Public Debt Redemption and Sinking Fund. So the government has in the 2025-2026 budget, a proposal for redeeming 25, 32, 33, 47, redeeming 1.267 billion dollars in as allocated $1.267 billion in debt redemption and sinking funds totals. What I wanted to examine is the government's provisions for loans for borrowing this year. For the upcoming budget, because if the government has a surplus on a planned surplus for the upcoming year, by my estimation, the only borrowing that they should do is borrowing to redeem or to refinance old debt. So in the 2025-2026 budget, the government's financing requirement is 1.1, so the government will borrow $1.1 billion this year. That's his financing requirement. $43 million of that represents sinking fund provisions. $43 million represents the sinking fund provision. Okay, so the balance of that is presumably to finance old debt if there is no deficit plan. So the question I would ask would be whether or not the $1.1 billion financing provision in the budget represents only debt refinancing and sinking fund provision. That's what I'd want to know. Because if there's a surplus, there's no need to borrow. So there should be no borrowing resolution to support the central budget operation this year, since there is no deficit, or the upcoming year, sorry, since there's no deficit. If you have any questions, please feel free to text or to call. You can call 323-6232, 325-4316. Again, I want to reiterate to you that anyone who is truly interested in the facts regarding the budget, who really wants to know what the government is doing on a fairly overview basis, need only go to the budget document, read it through in its entirety. Some people say, well, but Mr. Lang, I don't have no time for that. I understand, and don't hurt your head. Just don't be one of the people who complain to the government and giving you no information. All right? Because there is certainly lots of information. I have only touched the surface, to be honest with you, right? I mean, honestly, I've only touched the surface of all the information that the budget can provide in terms of what the government is doing. So good afternoon, Minister Lang. You always give us an informed and insightful view. Thank you. The government's new and improved site is www.bahamas.gov.bs. Please share. Yes, that's it. It's the same address. So let me do this for you. If you are at a computer and you want to get to the government's budget, follow me, okay? I'm gonna take you step by step. Text me if you're ready. Say what's up to me. Say I'm ready. All right, ready. And we're gonna walk through this together, because I think it's important for you to be able to get to this and to be able to get access to this information and read it for yourself. Don't let Shivago Lang hoodwink you. Don't let me mislead you. Don't let me misguide you. Don't let me give you any incorrect information. All right. So, yeah, you found a website, but I'm going to take people through it because I'm telling you, unless you're familiar. All right. So, okay. So what you want to do is, first, I'm using Google. Google is my my search engine. Okay. So you put Bahamas government. That's all you can do. Bahamas government. And click search. You should then see at some point you should see listed the Bahamas.gov.bs home page. So you see home/government Bahamas.gov.bs. Click that. So you click the Bahamas government page search link, and once you get on, you should see. Right, it's now flashing a picture of the Prime Minister presenting and some stories that are flashing across. In the right-hand corner, upper right-hand corner, you'll see eGov, EN, search, the search icon and so forth. You'll see three bars in the upper right-hand corner. Click the three bars in the upper right-hand corner. Okay? Let me know if you're straight. I'm gonna use this one person who's following. Tell me if you're straight. Are we straight? You click the three bars, the three lines in the upper right hand corner. All right. So once you do that, you should see some drop down options for government, businesses, citizens and residents, non residents, facts. That's frequently asked questions, notices. Okay. So you should be there. And on the right hand of each of those lines, okay, so we have somebody has to go back. Okay, you type in Bahamas government. Just type, okay. Once you type the Bahamas government, then you should see an option for the homepage of the Bahamas government, right? You see the option for homepage of the Bahamas government? Bahamas.gov.bs, you see that homepage? Okay. Yep. Yeah, okay, good. Now, so you click that, click Bahamas government. That click that, and when you click that, you should see the Prime Minister's a photo, you should see a reel of photos by various government folk and some information. You see that? You got that? Okay, great. Excellent. Okay, now in the upper right-hand corner, you see that blue banner. You see a blue banner. On top is a yellow banner, and then to the bottom is a blue banner. And then the right-hand corner, you'll see eGov, then you see EN, and then you see the search icon and so forth, right? You see that stuff? But then you see three bars, three lines. Click the three lines. Click the three lines, okay? Once you click the three lines, good, you see government on the left-hand side, drop down, you see government, businesses, citizens and residents, non-residents, you see FAQs, frequently asked questions, notices, you see that? Yeah, okay, super. Now you click, go to the plus sign on the right of the line that says government and click the plus sign. You click the plus sign. Okay, you done that? Good. You see the drop-down window and drop-down notices on the left side that says government and then permits and licenses, businesses and finance, value-added tax, government tender projects, and then you see national budget and below that bills and laws and acts, international agreements and so forth. You see that stuff? Good. Okay, now let's click national budget. Okay, national budget. Good. And so now on the right side, the right-hand side, you will see options like budget documents with an arrow pointing up, budget press releases, speeches, an arrow pointing up, and so forth. You see those? Okay, now click the arrow with budget documents. Okay, so now you should go to a page that says budget documents on the right and two flamingos flying on the left. You got that? Okay, scroll down. Because that's not you. This is what I don't like about this site. At the top, they have 2022, 2023 budget communication, 2021. They don't have the 2024, 2025 budget communication, and that's the most recent one. But the 26 one, you have to go down and scroll down, and you'll see something called National Draft Budget Estimate of Revenue and Expenditure. When you click that, you will have the document that I am looking at. So click it and tell me you have the document in it. And when you click it, when you click that, the first page you will see is draft estimates of revenue and expenditure. We good? You got it. Excellent. There you go. And now all you have to do is we scroll down that. You'll see first the revenue and expense table of several fiscal years of revenue data, growth data, et cetera. Very useful table for anybody who wants to get a broad overview of the fiscal performance, the economic performance over the years for some key indicators. And then after that, you'll see the estimates of revenue, and they'll give you a broad overview of the estimates of revenue, and then they'll give you the estimates of revenue by head and so forth. And then after that, you go down, you get the expenditure, then you get the capital portion of the budget and so forth, and you'll be straight. And then you see all the annexes, and you get all kind of information to help you appreciate what is going on. Again, when you all keep cussing the government, any administration, about not providing you with information, the truth of the matter is you just either don't know or didn't know where to get it. Read the documents, and that's what I'm here for. So if you have any questions or comments as you go through that document, please feel free to text, to call, and let us know, and I'm happy to try and help you with any one of those things. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Says, so far, so, oh, yeah, yeah. So sad, so done, simply excellent. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me tell you something, right? Be it the FNM or the PLP, be it the Pending administration, the Ingram administration, the Christie administration, the Davis administration, every single one of those administrations, you can find a number of positive developments for the country. If anybody wanted to debate me and tell me, you list them. I won't do it on this show, but easily. I'll go through every administration and list very good thing done. Now, I could also go through those administrations and talk about some of the negative things done, the not so good things done. I can't get into, because I don't know some of y'all who love to talk, but who corrupt and who've been doing this and that next. That's your stupid nonsense talk. I don't get in that, some of y'all. I don't get in that. I can't, I don't talk, if I don't have no proof somebody doing corruption, I'm not going to talk it and go. And some of y'all don't even realize, even if you are in a quiet circle talking to two or three people, if you're saying things about people you cannot prove, you're defaming somebody. And if they wanted to, they could sue you. But some of us, our tongue have no breaks. You don't have no breaks, no discretion. In politics, you're corrupt. And of course, some of you believe that stupidness. That's your business, right? That's like somebody could say, oh, you corrupt. Why? You're a lawyer. You're a doctor. You're a carpenter. That's nonsense talk. So they all done good things. They all done some things that were not successful, were failures, were actually negatively impacted the Bahamas too. And so it doesn't surprise me to go through this or previous budgets and see, oh, that was nice, a school built there, a dock built there, a clinic built there, oh, provision made for the hospital there, oh, teacher allowances for teachers to get to be able to help fix up their classrooms there. Do that. As well as code, and that's a stupid spending money right there. That's foolishness. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago, like your host. We'll be back after this break.
Living paycheck to paycheck, at Fidelity, we can help you take control of your money, build savings, and create a financial future you're proud of. And we'll do it free of charge. Transform your financial future with our coaching sessions today. Make that move. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who potter with loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome, welcome back to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. I understand we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Lang, how you doing?
Hey, Anton, what's up?
Right up, man. I'm just smiling. You know, I didn't get to finish my conversation yesterday, so, you know.
Man, Anton, you was trying to go down a road to present a narrative to me and you didn't know how to fight over, man.
No, I can get that right now, Chavak. I just want let me just make this one statement. I just wanted to highlight some of the things that I found very pleasant coming from PM Davis, Minister of Finance in particular, in his portfolio as Minister of Finance, and you know, and express to you that I really appreciate it. Just how you were talking about justification today, the Prime Minister took that stance yesterday in Parliament when he headed up budget debate, the budget debate part of the communication. And I was proud of that. But today, as it relates to what you're doing now, I want to also take the liberty to thank you. And to thank you for taking this position to bring the public along in a practical and edifying way for the public to understand and better appreciate what is happening with their finances in the country, how it is being allocated, and who in some of the major instances are the beneficiaries of the allocation. I also appreciate, although this part of your communication is subject, and as you also expressed, the authorities who present the information could present their arguments as well as you could present yours using your experience. Nonetheless, the information is being presented. I want to highlight, Tobago, that to my mind, while I understand and I do follow a lot of the information that you were discussing, as someone who knows where to look for the information, it's a disservice to the government. And I've said this to you while you were analyzing. I want to repeat it because it's that important. The government, I think, does a major disservice to itself by just putting the information on paper and not taking the opportunity and the liberty like you are today as experts themselves in properly disseminating the information to the entire country in media budget communications or quarterly budget communications or expenditure or revenue communications so that the Bahamian people can fully appreciate and be educated, edified. I think the government does such a great disservice because it then lends for any amount of narrative to be derived by persons who may not have that understanding like you do, who, even though you were doing what you were doing today, may still walk away because of the overwhelming amount of information that you're providing, still may walk away with misinformation themselves from what you were teaching.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because you're absolutely right. Because I could be, I could be reading from the document what the government says it's doing.
Right.
But there must be more background that could lend enlightenment to it. Because for instance, a project could be a legacy project from a previous administration. But if you don't say something, how am I supposed to know?
And so I want to encourage the government, while you were doing this splendid job, this godsend job, Shivago, filling in the gap as you are a former legislator and you are an economist and you're an expert in the area on the subject matter, I want to encourage the government experts as well to please pick up this mantle of edifying and educating the Bahamian people. And I want to encourage the Prime Minister to give direction, as well as Minister of Economics, Honorable Michael Arkitis, to give direction to your people to do exactly what you are doing today, Shivago, because it only bodes well for the government and for the people of the Commonwealth.
Shivago,
although let me end on this note, Shivago, although I do still have my concerns, even as a supporter of the government, I have my concerns with some of the things that the government I support is doing. And I choose to say it this way. My government, even though I know it's the Prime Minister's government, when I say that, I don't mean it in a way that it's his government, because he appointed.
We know what you mean.
And so I do have some concerns as well. And, with a lot of the information that you're providing that I was privy to as someone who monitors the source of where that information comes from, right? And all for them to compile this information.
I got another call on the line, Anton. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you always. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. How are you?
That's good. So you got to try and see if you can get a slot inside there for Anton, some kind of how, man. But in terms of what we always appreciate you, Mr. Lang, when you can bring a depth of clarity and understanding to things like the budget communication. For me, one of the things that I'm trying to wrap my mind around understanding, outside of reading it, it's a practice that I've picked up for the last 5 years or more now. Every year I make sure I pick up the budget and comb through it so that I can have my own understanding based on my level of comprehension with financial matters. When it comes down to our Prime Minister discussing the surplus, I'm trying to determine, and he says this is over the life of the next budget, the 25-26 budget. They'll have a surplus of some $75 million, I think it is. I'm trying to figure out if at the 6 month mark of this budget, how is it that you had a deficit of $300 and something million, but now next year, whether it be the halfway mark at the full mark, you'll have a surplus of $70-something million.
Can I tell you that while that might seem a challenge, and I agree it might seem a challenge, it is conceivable. Okay, it's conceivable that you could overcome a deficit of that order in the second half of the year if the performance of the government's revenue by way of tax collection, by way of tax payments, because the larger part of your tourism sector's performance is in that half. It's conceivable that that's happened. I don't know that that has happened because we don't have the full data, but doesn't alarm me. That doesn't alarm me as much.
Like Anton was saying, governments do themselves a disservice when they are not present to answer the various questions, or questions are put to them and they don't answer them. And they are left to the speculate as a people in terms of understanding and having a grasp. I've always been a firm believer that policy without people is management and not leadership. And I think the government always having a policy but not having the buy-in from the people, or that relationship where we understand what it is that they're saying or what decisions that they're making, is what leaves us, or even if the decision is a good decision, we lack the understanding because they've lacked the government on its behalf.
There is a great past and present, some more so than others, but there is a great deficiency in the willingness of our political leadership, and none of them speak to the public more than the Prime Minister, the Minister of Finance, or one or two of the key people in any administration. But there's a great deficiency in their willingness to share with, provide details and specificity to the public on matters. There's a great deal. You know, Wendell Jones, when he interviewed me many a times, Wendell Jones would say to me often, he said, "But Shivago, I can tell you this much. I might not agree with you on many things or some things, but one thing you don't do is you don't duck a question." And I adopted that position because Hubert Alexander Ingram told me early in my political career, he says, you have an obligation to answer the questions of the public. Because it's their business, you do.
And Mr. Lang, during the road improvement project under the former Ingram administration, we had songs that came up about the road, them dig up, all manner of things were said. But it wasn't until one day I decided to listen to a talk show, and there was Shivago Lang on air talking about how, you know, what about if your wife decides that she wants you to add on a sewing room and a TV room, and you decide, yes, baby, now you got to go find the money to do this, and you got to go find the contractor, and all she knows is she want this room, and she want this addition done to the house. But every day she comes home, oh, Shivago, why the house place dusty? Oh, why nails here? Oh, why this? Baby, you didn't take into consideration that all of this is what entails for you, that you desire. And when I heard you explain that as a minister of the government, that's when I understood that, hold on. Despite us wanting new roads, we got to understand that this thing comes with some dust. It comes with some construction that you just cannot control. It is what it is. But here today, and even from administrations past, no one explains to us in detail, with care, with empathy, what it is that you are doing on our behalf as a people. And that's what makes us feel like we're dismissed. After you would have left from our door asking for our vote, there's no more value in us as a people, and that's missing. That's a huge thing that's missing. Thank you, Mr.
The thing about it is, and anyone who's interested in public life, and you might be, let me tell you, this is true. Every appearance before the public is a risk, and every politician knows that. They know that somebody could ask some gotcha question. Somebody could come and say something insulting about you and your family. Somebody could come and some people don't want to deal with that. Don't have to deal with that. So the best way to deal with that is show up as little as you have to show up and say as little as you have to say, because everything you say then becomes another fodder for some issue or the other. But some of us take on that burden, and I can tell you, I took plenty licks for it, but it was a burden I didn't have a problem taking on. You know why? Because if you are speaking the truth, whether that truth is, I don't know, it shouldn't be no problem. If people don't like it, that's their right. It's you doing people's business. If they don't like how you're doing their business, they have a right to tell you. So that's public life. And if you got thin skin and you're scared and you have no courage, find something else to do, man. And when you get tired of it, move on. Do something else and let somebody else step in who ain't tired. This Texas, where can we where can we find budget for the Ingram years, my friend? You could search the internet and try, but it's very difficult. I have to tell you, it used to be that some of it was on the government's website. It's very difficult now. Very difficult. I'm sorry to tell you that. This says, Mr. Lang, I believe that as a citizen, the government should provide the financial information via newspaper supplement, etc. Break it down into small digestible pieces. We as citizens shouldn't have to navigate a website for it. Nope. You should have as an option the website, but it should be possible for you by virtue of the televised gavel to gavel debates in parliament, by way of talk shows where ministers appear, by way of written information, get the details. But it shouldn't be just any one way, right? Because to be honest with you, the online thing is the best. Man, let me tell you something. Oh, I love it. I glory in it. But, you know, not everybody can do it that way. But so it shouldn't be just one way. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS, Bahamas Toot, BEMC, Snack World, Bamboo Shack, Bahamas Air, The Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700, Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson, Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel want to take you and three others on a 7-day cruise to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part, no visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. One, fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. Two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Four, or make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27, 2025. So pack your bags, get ready to soak up the sun, and feel that ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Drawing is on July 4, 2025. Brought to you by the Nassau Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand, We'll walk this road together through.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If in the remaining moments of the show you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, "Hi, Chivago. It's Matt from ORG. Fantastic job this week helping folks to understand the details and information contained in the 2025-2026 draft national budget. It is so important that Bahamians can access, understand, and evaluate the information in the budget so that they can determine for themselves if it meets and supports their interests, benefits, and benefits their community. As you note, there is a lot of political rhetoric on all sides, and add to that a level of public skepticism, particularly on social media, that makes threw me right off. Sorry about that. As you know, there and add to that a level of public skepticism, particularly on social media, that makes it difficult for the everyday person to make clear determinations about the benefits and opportunities that lie in the budget, or identify where there may need to be adjustments or raise concerns. At ORG, we are in the middle of a project called Be Clear Bahamas that is helping persons to understand the fiscal terms and the significant amount of fiscal information that is presented by government, like the annual budget, the mid-year budget, the fiscal reports, and even using online tools like the procurement portal to understand how government contracts are issued. These are key opportunities for folks to gather information about the status of how government is operating on their behalf. Our goal, like yours, is to help folks to be more comfortable and aware so that they have comfort and opportunity to play their role in ensuring that Bahamas meets its potential. We would love to partner with you to make the information available to all of the Bahamas." We should talk about it for sure. Love to do that. This text says, "Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I listen to your talk show often. However, subsequent to the tabling of the 2025-2026 budget estimates, every day I tune into your show hoping that you may at some point provide clarity on the likelihood of achieving that budget surplus, considering huge arrears. Interestingly, I spoke with someone who played an integral role in preparing the budget and was informed that achieving the target will not be an easy task. In fact, they expect the end of the fiscal period there'll be a deficit. My fundamental view with the budget is that the PM has been placed in a position where it is very likely that he will call an election before the next budget is tabled in Parliament. There cannot be any huge arrears to vendors. As the voice of this group will be heard, how can you speak of a surplus when my payment claims have not been addressed? Alternatively, if the surplus is not achieved, then the public will say that they were deceived. As an economist, I would welcome a surplus. However, such feat in an election year is not an easy task, irrespective of new measures to increase revenues." Thank you very much for that. Very knowledgeable person. I haven't rendered a judgment on the plausibility of a surplus. I am reserving my judgments on this budget for the end of the debate. I'm going to listen to everything, a lot of things, and then I'm going to have some thoughts to express on the budget itself. But I haven't done so far, and some people have already been kicking up, notwithstanding I haven't done so far. This text says, "Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I do agree that there should be a breakdown island by island and road, dock, and pipeline. Each should be separate estimates for the budget." Yeah, I think that would be helpful. This text says, what about Parliament? If a document is presented in the House of Assembly, do they have an obligation to retain a copy somewhere? Do they destroy documents after a given time? No, everything tabled in Parliament becomes a part of the public, the House records. Become a part of the House record. And so people are obliged to keep them. And so you can always petition the House for copies of records. You can't just throw them away. You can't just destroy them like that, right? That's the whole purpose of publishing them. And then when you publish them, they become something that the media can also access and be able to publicize themselves. So they serve many a purpose. Many a purpose gets served by that. Okay. I don't know how all these people calling me who don't know I'm on the radio. The people calling me on my phone and I'm on the radio. And they should know I'm on the radio. So as we proceed in our continuing review of the budget, we'll try to get you as much information as we. I think that's important. One of the things I admired about Hubert Alexander Ingram, and there were many things. And of course, I mean, I can't hide that some of you all know it's my mentor, right? Like, I mean, I'm not apologizing to nobody for that. I admired, whenever there was occasion to present an issue, whether it was a hurricane report or it was some disaster or some huge issue that arose in the government, in health or what have you, man, let me tell y'all something. That man's attention to detail was amazing. He would give these extensive, detailed reports on the issue. I admired that because that meant you got information. You seldom had to walk away going, yeah, but what about? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, Brother Chicago. Good afternoon. How are you, man?
Hey, good, man. Good. What's happening?
Awesome. Right here, man. Enjoying the show this afternoon. Okay. I'm prompted to put two very poignant questions, but I feel a poignant question to you and get your input on it. You're not in this country. Do you feel that we should do a survey even of students in our 10th, 11th, 12th grades who may be interested and being politicians in this country in their various disciplines, whether it be in the art of mathematics, in terms of budgets, those who are in, want to be involved in tourism, so on and so forth, to get their ideas on what they foresee or perceive the future projection of this country will be, where they can add their contribution in, and also get them to a level to understand a lot of how the parliament does work, how government does work. So when the old guard would have passed away, at least the new breed of Bahamians or those who want to serve in our parliament would have a very, very good or distinctive idea of what is required to be parliamentarians sitting in our parliament. That would be the first question.
I can't see any harm in it. No harm. So if somebody is interested to undertake that.
I personally believe because if you really go there now, you really begin speaking, especially to the youth of this country. I believe in true governance in this country. Many of them seem not to have confidence in what they see going on right now. They will want to see improvements in the systems that's currently being used. And I believe it would be prudent for them to understand why these systems are being used, why some of them have gone bald.
But that's why we have things about government taught in school.
Uh-huh.
And so maybe, yeah, things that government are taught in school. I could tell you this definition I know came from when I was in high school.
Uh-huh.
The leader of the party with the most members elected at the House of Assembly becomes the prime minister. That was taught to me in Hawksville High School.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
So I think they're doing even more than they used to do back then in social studies. That's where I learned that.
Okay. Well,
so I agree with you. I can't see any harm. I can't see any harm in it.
Well, we're
plumb out of time. We're plumb out of time, unfortunately. We can talk about it again tomorrow. So please feel free to call. Okay? Plumb out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us today. God spares life. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.